ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. בעזרת השם שאור יהיה ללא נשמת האיש הכשר, דוד בן נעמי דשאי לוי, רוח השם תנחנו בגן עדן אמן. ולרנינג בעזרת השם יתברך, פרשת חיי שרה. And we see right at the beginning of the parasha, the pasuk said, ויהיו חיי שרה, 100 שנה ו-20 שנה ו-7 שנים, שני חיי שרה. Pasuk telling us how many years Sarah Menu lived. 127 years, everyone knows. But all the Mfarshim, they're bothered why the Torah wrote it in such a way. 100 shana, 20 shana, 7 shanim. The Torah could have wrote it much shorter way. 127 shanim. That's it. Why the Torah has to write 100 shana, 20 shana, 7 shanim? What is this, all this shana, shana, shanim for? So Rashi tells us right at the beginning, לכן נכתב שנה בכל כלל וכלל, לומר לך שכל אחד נדרש לעצמו. בתקוף כבתקף, לחט, מה בתקף לא חטא שהרי אין הבת עונשין, אף בתקוף בלא חט. ובתחף כבת שבע ליופי. So Rashi is telling us the Torah, we have special דרשה over here, just like when Sarah Menu was 20 years old, she didn't have any עבירות, why? Because בדין של מעלה, they do not punish the person until the age of 20. There's also a lot what to speak about this on its own, but that's not our topic now. But that's what Hakim said. Bedin shel ma'ala do not punish under the age of 20. Same thing, Sarah Menu, when she was 20 years old, she didn't have any Avira. Same thing, when she reached 100 years old, she also didn't have any Avira. So Batkuf, when she was 100, she was just like as if she was 20 years old without any Avirot. And when she was 20 years old, she was pretty just like when she was 7 years old. Let's hear what Rashi is telling us over here. And Rashi continues, שני חיי שרה כולן שווין לטובה. Again, this Rashi, there's a lot what to speak about it, but we'll focus on one thing with Rashi Mitbarach now. I saw the Ramban is bothered, said, how did Rashi get it that Batkuf ki Bat Asrim and Bat Asrim ki Bat Sheba? How did he get his derasha? Rashi understood because the Torah wrote 100 shana, 20 shana, 7 shanim. Because the Torah, as I said in the beginning, the Torah could have wrote 127 shanim. That's it. Why this shana, shana, shanim? To teach us this derasha. That's how Rashi understood. The Ramban doesn't like that derasha. He said, why? Because the same exact language is written by Abraham Avinu. This week's parasha. ואלה ימי שני חיי אברהם אשר חי, 100 שנה ו-70 שנה ו-5 שנים. That is the same language used by Abraham Abin when he passed away, also in this week's parasha. And also in this week's parasha, we have the same exact language by Ishmael also. What it says by Ishmael? Ishmael, when he passed away, the pasuk said, ואלה שני חיי ישמעאל, 100 שנה ו-30 שנה ו-7 שנים, ויגבע ויעמוד ויאסף אל עמיו. Same exact language that Torah uses by Abraham, same exact language that Torah uses by Ishmael. So if you have derasha by Sarah, you should have derasha by Abraham. And a matter of fact, Rashi did have derasha over there by Abraham, said, but בין 100 כבין 70 לקוח, ובין 70 כבין 5 לחט. That's what Rashi brings down over there. But he said, okay, I understand about Abraham, what are you going to tell me about Ishmael? So also by him says the same thing. So he said, the Ramban, Bekitzur, he says here, he said, that's the way if the Torah writes like this, 100 שנה, 20 שנה, 7 שנים, the way if the Torah is like this. There's no derasha from here whatsoever. And the problem is that Rashi, when he brought this derasha, bat 100, kibat 20, lahet, he didn't make up his derasha, he quotes Midrash Rabbah. What's the Ramban going to answer on Midrash Rabbah? He said, whatever Hakim, they were duration Midrash Rabbah, not because they tore the extra word shana, shana, shanim, not because of this. Ela, because the Torah continued at the end, shenei haye sara. The last three words of the Pasuk are extra from these three words that are extra. The Midrash has learned that bat 100 kibat 20 lahet, bat 20 kibat 7 liyofi. Not because shana, shana, shanim, because shana, shana, shanim, you have it also by Abraham, you have it also by Ishmael. That's how the Ramban wants to understand. I saw the Da'at Skanim Ba'alei Tosafot, he also says the same thing. He says that by Ishmael, he could also explain the same thing. Shana, shana, shanim, how? Kulan shavin letuba. How could you tell me the years, the lifetime of Ishmael, they were all good? He was Rasha in the beginning. At the end of his life, he did Teshuba. And the Ba'al Tosafot, he wants to say, he said, just like We all know that he did teshuva, Ishmael, at the end of his life. And we have the Gemara in Yerushalmi. The Gemara tells us, any person who does teshuva, they forgive him all his sins, just like Ger, that he came to convert. He's just like a baby who was just born. וכל השנים שהיו קודם לכן, כל הרע שעשה לא נחשב לכלום. והיה כמי שעשה תשובה כל ימיו. That's what the Da'at Skani wants to explain. And whatever it is that here the Mahlokit Din Rishonim, how to understand it, I saw also the Haskuni, he has a nice dirasha. He says, only Hachaim, they were Duresh, this dirasha by Sarah, meaning only, not by Abraham, not by Ishmael. Even though Rashi, he did bring such a drasha by Abraham, but he doesn't bring a source for it, Rashi. It sounds like he made up this drasha, Rashi. But Da'at HaSkuni, he says, no, that drasha applies only to Sarah. Why? Because it says, by Sarah, it says, Me'a Shana, Ve'asim Shana V'sheva Shanim. It says, Me'a Shana. But by Ishmael and by Abraham, it says, Me'at Shana. It says, any time the Torah uses the word Me'at, Me'at, it's connected to the word after it. Me'at shana. You cannot tell me Me'at v'shib'im v'chamish shanim. It doesn't go like this. Me'at shib'im v'chamish shanim. So if the Torah by Abraham and by Ishmael wrote Me'at shana, then I understand you have the Rasha. But the Torah over there specifically wrote Me'at shana v'shib'im shana v'chamish shanim. And by Ishmael it says Me'at shana v'shloshim shana v'shib'a shanim. However, by Sarah it says Me'at shana. Says Mi'a could go by itself. Mi'a asrim v'sheva shanim. Therefore, over there, why the Torah wrote shana shana shanim to teach me that lesson? That's how the Haskuni wants to be meyashev the Brei Rashi. That's only by Sarah Menu, the Hakim, they had such a drasha because it says Mi'a, not Mi'at. Whatever it is, that's here the Torah standing as that Sarah Menu lived 127 years. And after that, obviously, the Pasuk said, "B'tamut Sarah b'kiryat Arba'ah, hi Hebron b'Eretz Kanaan." After Sarah passed away, Hakim tell us that this week's parashat called Haye Sarah, even though Sarah passed away. Chaura, the parasha was supposed to be called Mitat Sarah. Why it's called Haye Sarah? Because Hakim they explained, because the real life of the person is in Olam Haba. Here in Olam Hazeh, the person is living in Olam Hazeh to prepare himself to do mitzvot, to do ma'asim tovim, so he should earn Olam Haba. But the real life of the person, that's Olam Haba, that's here the Torah is called, the parasha is called Parashat Haye Sarah. After she passed away, "V'tamut Sarah b'kiryat Arba'ah yichbron b'eretz Kanaan," ve'yavo Abraham spod l'Sarah v'l'bkota. After she passed away, Abraham Abinu, he came to eulogize Sarah, to cry for her. And after that, he buried her where? B'kiryat Arba'ah. Where? Ma'arat HaMakhpila. I was reading in the Zohar, this week's parasha, Daf Kuf Chaf Chet Amud Bet, and says it in the Zohar, "Amar b'Shem'on, בשעתה דעל אברהם במערתה והעיל שרת המן, קמו אדם וחווה ולא קבילו לתקברת המן. אמרו, מה ענן בחיסופה כמי קודשה ברכו בהו עלמה בגין ההו חובה דגרימנה, והשתה התווסף לן כסופה אחרה מקמי עובדין טבין דבחו." Says here in the Zohar that when Abraham Abinu, he wanted to bury Sarah Amenu in מערת המכפלה, who was buried already in מערת המכפלה, אדם וחווה. So Adam and Hava, they got up and they told Abraham Abinu, "No way, we're not going to let you bury Sarah Aminu here in Ma'arat al-Makhpila." Why not? He said, because every person on earth, before he passes away, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells him, "You have to die." He said, "Why I have to die?" "Because I made Gezerah on Adam Arishon and Hava because they ate from Eitz Hada'at. Therefore, every person has to die." Before Adam and Hava, they ate from Eitz Hada'at. There was no such a thing as death, no mita. But after Adam and Chava ate from Eitz Hada'at, every person he must die. So now every person he comes kibyachol and he's blaming Adam Harishon. Said Rabban Shalom, "You want to kill me because of Adam Harishon?" So every person before he passes away, he blames Adam and Chava, "Because of you, I'm dying." And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, "Hey, listen. Don't talk about Adam and Hava. You're saying because of them you're dying? Let's open up your books. Let's see if you deserve to die or no." They're going to open up the book. Then they're going to see. Every person does Abirot. He does Abirot. He's supposed to die for it. So then every person is not going to blame Adam and Hava. However, Sarah Aminu, when she came to be buried in Ma'arat Makhpila, Rashi tells us, "Kulam shavin letoba." All the 127 years of Sarah Aminu, they're all, she was tzaddiket all her lifetime. She was tzedeket all the time. Up to a point, I saw here in Pardes Yosef, he brings this week's parasha. He said, "Kulan shavin letoba." What I told you from Rashi, he says, when she was 100 years old, she didn't have any abira, as if she was 20 years old without any abira. So he said, I understand when she was 100 years old. What about when she was 101, 110, 120? There's no raya. Probably after 100 years old, Sarah Aminu, probably she did abirot also, Hasb Shalom. How do you know? How does Rashi says, Kulam shavin letoba? All 127 years of Sarah, she didn't do any abira. Who told him? All of the Rashad that we have, that when she was 100, she didn't have any Abira, just like your age of 20. That means up to age of 100, she didn't do Abira. Who said after the age of 100, did not do any Abira? That's what he asked here in Pardes Yosef. He brings down here. He said, how do you know in the last 27 years of her lifetime that she didn't sin? Rak, דאיתה במסכת יומא דפלמת חית, כיוון שעברו רוב שנותיו של האדם ולא חטא, שהוא בינו חוטא. The Gemara says, whenever the majority of the person's life on earth, if the majority of his life, he went through it without doing any עבירות, then הקדוש ברוך הוא כביכול, he helps him, that he is not going to do עבירות anymore. Why? Because he watched himself the majority of his lifetime, then Hashem is going to watch him over, he's not going to do עבירות. וכיוון דעד 100 שנה לא חטאה, we have the רשם 100 שנה, 20 שנה ו-7 שנים, up to the age of 100, she didn't sin. How many years she lived? 127. That means up to the age of 100, she lived already the majority for her lifetime. More than 50% for sure. So if that's the case, הקדוש ברוך הוא, he helps that person who did not sin up to the majority of his lifetime, he's not going to sin ever. So that's what he says here. וכיוון דעת קוף שנים לא חטא, מילא לא חטא, גם אחר כך. From here you know that even after 100 years she didn't sin because הקדוש ברוך הוא was watching her after the age of 100. However, he said, a person might argue and say, who said Sarah was supposed to live 127? Maybe the person might argue and say, maybe Sarah was supposed to live 220 years old, but because she did Abirot after the age of 100, therefore Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hasb Shalom, he cut off her life and he make her die at the age of 127. Who said she was supposed to live 127? Maybe she was supposed to live more than 200 and she did not live the majority of her lifetime up to the age of 100 without any sin, because probably she was supposed to live more than 200. So she lived up to the age of 100 without any sins. Yeah, but that's who said that's a majority of her lifetime. Maybe so she was supposed to live twice that life and even more. אך קשה, מי אומר שקוף 100 שנים היו רוב שנותיה? דין מה היו שנותיה קצובות יותר מ-200 שנה? אך כאשר באה לשנות קוף חף זין ועברה איזה חטא, מתה בשביל החטא. That's the person might argue and say. ואם כן, אין קוף רוב שניה. ואם כן, אין למות שלא חטא אחר קוף, דלא עברו רוב שנותיה. If that's, there is no proof that she didn't sin after the age of 100. Probably because of her sin, she died at the age of 127. He says, לא תקשה כזה. And the Torah comes here to avoid such a question. The person shouldn't ask such a question. Therefore, the Torah continued and wrote three extra words, שני חיי שרה. כלומר שאותם קוף חף זין היו שנים הקצובות לה ולא יותר. So the Torah is coming to tell us the years that הקדוש ברוך הוא gave to Sarah Aminu to live on earth before she was born, 127 years. The Torah was witnessing on us that her lifetime was only 127. And if that's the case, now she lived up to the age of 100 without any sin, that obviously the majority of her lifetime, and if they up to the age of 100 didn't sin, for sure Hashem's going to watch her, she's not going to sin afterwards. That's why the Torah repeats here, Shenei Hayesara, that you see from here, that not only up to the age of 100 she didn't sin, even up to the age of 127, up to the last day of her lifetime, she didn't sin. So if that's the case, why did she die? Why did Sarah Aminu die? Now Sarah Aminu, she has good reason, kibyachol, to blame Adam HaRishon, because of you I'm dying. Every person is going to blame Adam HaRishon, Adam HaRishon is going to tell him, you're blaming me, let's open up your books. See, you don't deserve to die. Every person does Abirot. But Sarah Aminu, the Torah is witnessing on her, Shenei Hayei Sarah, up to the last minute of her life, she didn't do Abirot. So why did she die? Now she has good ta'ana to blame Adam HaRishon. Therefore, Adam and Hava, they said, we don't want her here. Enough that people, they blame us, that because of us, they're dying. Now you want to bring Sarah to be buried over here, And we're going to be embarrassed because of her good deeds that she did. All her lifetime she didn't do any abira. We don't want her over here. Let's hear what here the Zohar is saying. Amru, uma anan bichisufa kameku tshabarichu bihahu alma. Enough that we're embarrassed in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that every person on earth is dying because of us. Begin the Ahu Chobadi Garimna, because we ate from Eitz Hadaat. Vihashta, and now you want to bury Sarah. Yitvasaf lana kisufa ahara, makame obadin tabin dibchu. We don't want her over here. Amar Abraham, then Abraham interfered. Amar ha ana zamin kame kucha berchu begincha. Dila tchsif kame le'almin. So Abraham Abinu, he told Adam Harishon, he told him, don't worry, I'm going to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's not going to blame you. You're not going to be embarrassed because of this. Let me bury her over there. Miad, ve'aharichin, kabar Abraham et Sarah ishto. May ve'aharichin, batar de kabil Abraham alayhim lada. Adam al bidukhte. So that's here, we'll stop over here. So he says here that after Abraham, he promised Adam Harishon that he's going to talk, kibyachol to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is going to be intermediate between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he shouldn't be embarrassed. Then, ve'acharichin, kabar Abraham et Sarah ishto. What's acharichin? After the promise that he gave to Adam Harishon, then he went to bury his wife. But nevertheless, the Zohar continues, Adam al bidukhte. Adam Harishon, when he heard this, he calmed down, he went back to sleep in Ma'arat al-Makhbila. Hava la'alat. Hava, still, she was stubborn. I don't want Sarah here. She's going to embarrass me now. عاد قريب ابراهام بيعيلا لجبي ادم قلت ابراهام كيم ان هي توك هير ان فرونت اوف ادم هاريشون توك حفا ان فرونت اوف ادم هاريشون وقبل له بجينه اند هي بوت هير اند ذا خوت اوف ابراهام هذا هو الاختي في احرخين قبر ابراهام ايت سراشتو سيد ان ذا بيجينينج سيد في احرخين افتر وات افتر هي هاد الدين ودبريم ود ادم هاريشون Then kabar et sarashto, but doesn't say kabar sarashto, kabar et sarashto. See, he buried also someone else. Who's that? That's Hava. That means Abraham Abinu, he has to take care of Adam Arishon. He has to take care of Hava to calm them down, to tell them, don't worry, Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to embarrass you because of Sarah. Then after that, he buried Sarah. ואחריכן קבר אברהם את שרה אשתו. לשרה אשתו לא כתיב, אלא את שרה, להסגאה חווה. וכדין את ישבו בדוכתה וכתקה יאות. After that, everyone relaxed on his place in Ma'arat al-Makhbila. That's what it tells us here in Zohar HaKadosh. Beautiful insight here from the Zohar. That you see that the Zutkut of Sarah Aminu, until the last minute of her lifetime, she didn't do any sin. Up to a point that Adam and Hava, they were embarrassed that Sarah is going to be buried by them. Until Abraham, he calmed them down, then he buried Sarah. And even after all of this, the Pasuk said, Ve'yabo Abraham l'spod l'Sarah v'l'bkuta. He came to cry for Sarah, and everyone knows that if you look in the Sefer Torah, the calf of Vilbkota is teeny calf, very small calf. Why is it so small? So I saw here Baal HaTorim interesting. He said, "Calf ketana shelo bacha ela me'at lefish zekina hayta." Abraham, he didn't cry much about Sarah Aminu. He cried only a little bit. Why? Because she was old. She was 127 years old. And if she passed away young, then I understand he cried for her a lot. But now she passed away at old age, he didn't cry a lot for her. This also, there are Pirushim, what does Baal HaTorim means over here, but it's not our point now. In a way, different answer the Baal HaTorim brings down. Shehaita kemo goremet mitata, she masra din, ve'alken ne'encha hi tehla, ve'mabed atzmo lada'at, en maspidin oto. So he said the Baal HaTorim, you know why Abraham did not cry a lot on Sarah? Because kibyachol Sarah, she's the one who caused her death. Why? Because the Gemara, Masechet Baba Kama, tells us, the Tzadik Gimel, that Sarah Aminu, because she came and she told Abraham Abinu, Hamasi Adecha, kol ha-mosir din al habiro, hu ne'anash tehla. And that's why, he said, since that she caused kibyachol her death, that's why Abraham Abinu, he did not cry a lot on her. That's what Baal HaTorim brings down over here. All right, that's a famous Baal HaTorim. But there's also different derasha that it's also famous Befi Beriot. Everyone speaking about it here from people. I saw it here in the Torat Moshe Hatam Sofer. At the end, he has a sefer from Rabbi Shimon Sofer. It's called Shir Ma'on. He brings down here Parashat Haye Sara, Daf Kaf Vav Amud Alef. Ve'yabo Abraham l'spod l'tzara v'l'bkotah. יש לפרש הנה כף דבל פקוטה היא כף קטנה. וואי זה צמול כף, ונראה לי דבא לרמז מה דעית בגמרא במסכת בבא בתרא דף ט"ז, ואדוני בירך את אברהם בקול, דבת הייתה לו לאברהם ובקול שמה, אלא שמתה. He says here, this is the Gemara Tadas Masechet Baba Batra, that Abraham Avinu, Hashem Berachat Abraham Bakol, also this week's parasha, Pasuk, this week's parasha, Hashem Berachat Abraham Bakol, what does mean he blessed him with everything? That he had also a girl. Not only he had a son, which is Yitzhak, he had also a girl. What's her name? Abraham's daughter. Her name was Bakol. V'adonai Berachat Abraham, he blessed him with what? With a daughter, that her name is Bakol. That's what it says in the Gemara Baba Batra. I told you a few many times that Ibn Ezra, he said, if that's what Hazal, they have Kabbalah, he said, we'll accept it. But simple understanding of the Pasuk doesn't make sense. Why? Because if her name was Bakol, then the Pasuk was supposed to say, V'Hashem Berachat Abraham Be-Bakol. He blessed Abraham with Bakol. If her name was Bakol, the Pasuk was supposed to say, V'Hashem Berachat Abraham Be-Bakol, with Bakol. He doesn't like that derasha, but he said if the Hakim they had Kabbalah for this, I said we'll accept that. But whatever it is, that's what the Gemara says. And also his daughter Bakol also passed away. And the people they say that she passed away when with Sarah Aminu, the day that Sarah Aminu passed away, her daughter Bakol also passed away. But here in Shir Ma'on he tells us that she passed away a long time before. However, והנה כל זמן ששרה הייתה חיה, לא היה אברהם מרגיש כל כך חסרון ביתו, כי לא היה לבדו, וגם היה מתנחים בשרה. Said, as long as Sarah Amin was alive, even though his daughter Bakol passed away many years before, still, he wasn't that much sad about this wife, because he had Sarah Amin. He wasn't alone, he had Sarah Amin. She always used to calm him down, Sarah Amin. However, אבל כאשר גם שרה מתה, now that שרה אמינו passed away ונשאר לבדו, he left alone, התחיל להרגיש להתמרמר ולבכות גם על מיטת ביתו. Now, when שרה אמינו passed away, now Abraham, he realized not only that שרה is missing, now he realized the חסרון of his daughter בכל. All the time that שרה was alive, she was calming Abraham on his daughter בכל. Anytime he used to cry, she used to calm him down. But now that Sarah passed away also, now Abraham is crying, there is no one to stop him. Now he was crying for Sarah and crying for his daughter. Therefore the Pasuk said, V'yabo Abraham spotted Sarah v'lipkota, the chaf is small, as if you look at it from far away, V'yabo Abraham spotted Sarah v'lipkota. If you take off the letter chaf, it sounds like Abraham he came to cry for Sarah and her daughter. Whose daughter? Bakol. That's what he tells us over here. הוא מרמז שבא אברהם לספוד לשרה ולבכותה ולבתה. וכל להבין. That's what he tells us here in Shir Ma'on. Why am I bringing all of this? Because לכאורה, that דרשה, he's telling us over here, ויבוא לספוד לשרה ולבתה. The daughter of Sarah. That means, בכל, what the Gemara was דורש, השם ברכת אברהם בכל, בכל was the daughter of Sarah Amenu. That means Sarah Amenu wasn't עקרה. What's going on over here? Was she Akara? When did she have this daughter? After Ishaq, obviously. Because before Ishaq, she was Akara. When she had, after this, after she gave birth to Ishaq, then she had Bakol, and she passed away. He said that's a big punishment for Abraham Abinu. Why does Abraham deserve that his daughter should pass away? His wife should pass away? Why does he deserve such a big punishment? Therefore, I saw something interesting. It brings down Rav Moshe Feinstein, Alef Shalom. He brings here in Grot Moshe, in Ora Hayim, Chelek Dalet. He brings here in Siman Mem, in Ot Vav, as a lot of Arichut, but it will, Ot Vav, that's talking about our topic here. ומה שראה קטר בספרו של מהריל דיסקין זצל, פרשת חיי שרה, שהבת שהייתה לאברהם, לרבי יהודה ולאחרים, כדיתה בבבא בתרא דף ט"ז, מתה ביום שמתה שרה אמנו, he said, whatever you're quoting from Maharil Diskin, that Sarah passed away and her daughter Bakol, both of them, they passed away on the same day. Rav Moshe Feinstein says, "Hene lo ra'iti b'midrashim shebeyadi." I didn't see such a drasha in the midrashim that I have in my hand. I have so many midrashim in my hand, in my house, but I never saw such a drasha. However, he said, "Aba lo ra'inu ena ra'ya." Said, you're right. If I didn't see such a drasha, it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. probably it's somewhere in Midrash Hazal. I didn't see it. Probably. However, Abal, who dabar shil chaura, dabar sheifshar, said chaura, for the common sense, doesn't make sense all the story that Sarah and her daughter passed away in the same day. She Abraham Abinu ya'anesh bi'onish kaze hayoter gadol. Said Abraham was punished with such a big punishment that his wife and his daughter passed away the same day. Not only this, the Midrash Rabbah tells us, "Vayabo Abraham l'spul l'sarah v'tkuta." The Midrash Rabbah says over there, "Vayabo." He came, Abraham. Where did he come from? There's one opinion in one Hakam in the Midrash. He says he came from Kuburat Terah. He came after he buried his father Terah. He came to see his wife Sarah died, and his daughter also now says died. It means what's going on? Why does Abraham deserve such a big tzarot one after the other? He doesn't deserve it, Hazid. He stood in a 10 Sionot. Why is he punished such a harsh way? ואפילו בעונש קטן, כשלא מפורש בקראי, לא שייך לומר זה. Said, כל שכן, that this drasha that Maharil Diskin's Doresh on now, that we saw in Shir Ma'on, said it's not written anywhere in the Psukim. They're just making up drasha, and that drasha is going to put Abraham Abinu Hasva Shalom for a big punishment. For what? ובפרט שהם לומדים זה מקרא דבי השם ברכת אברהם בכל ואיזה ברכה היא זו? If they're learning it, השם blessed Abraham with the daughter that her name was בכל, what kind of ברכה is this? If his daughter passed away with Sarah, you call that ברכה? איך שייך לומר שמתה ביום שמתה שרה? הפסוק יוסד והשם ברך את אברהם, השם blessed Abraham, השם blessed Abraham with daughter that she died the day Sarah died. Doesn't make sense. ולכן he come to conclusion here, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, alav shalom. He said, "V'lachin barur she'ez ta'utu." Said it's to me, my humble opinion. Rabbi Moshe is saying that it's a mistake. Not cannot be such a drasha that her daughter Bakol passed away with Sarah. It's a mistake. V'miyesh eze makom hu ta'ut sham. And if he gonna find me a place that it's written that his daughter Bakol died with Sarah, I will tell you that place is also a mistake. That means it doesn't make sense. Unless if you want to prove it from the Brei Chachamim, from the Rishonim, then I'll accept it. וחד חזינה שלא נמצא בדברי רבותינו המפרשים הראשונים. Said, I never saw such a drasha in the Rishonim. If you show me such a drasha in the Rishonim, I'll accept it. But so far that I didn't see it, I will tell you it's a mistake. It doesn't make sense. To my humble opinion, Ramosh is saying, it doesn't make sense that drasha cannot be. The Pasuk is witnessing, Hashem birach et Abraham bakol, Hashem blessed Abraham. You want to tell me his daughter passed away? Doesn't make sense, so he pushes that drasha. That's interesting that he brings it down over here. Probably you could squeeze in the Pirush of Rabbeinu Yonah on Perkei Avot, over there in Perkei, that the Mishnah said over there, that Abraham Abinu was tested with 10 tests, and according to Rabbeinu Yonah, the last test of Abraham Abinu was it that he was looking for a place to bury Sarah, and he didn't find. He had to buy it from Ephron, 400 silver coins. It was a lot of money. He had to buy it. Even though Kadosh Baruch Hu promised him, "Ki chol ha'aretz asher ata ro'eh licha etenena uzarecha." So the Hashem promised him, "You see all this land? I'm going to give it to you." Now Hazit, he need 400 he need to bury his Sarah, his wife. And he didn't find a place to bury Sarah, he had to buy it. So that's a big test. The Kadosh Baruch Hu was testing him. According to many Mefarshim, Nisayon Akidah was test number 10. But according to Rabbeinu Yonah, over there in Perkei Avot, he says that no, then Sayon of Kiburat Sarah, that was the last test that the Kadosh Baruch Hu was testing him. So probably here also you could squeeze in and you could say that Kadosh Baruch Hu was testing Abraham, that he made Sarah pass away, he made his daughter also pass away. Probably you could squeeze it in, but anyways, Rabbi Moshe doesn't like that Pirush. He said it doesn't make sense that his daughter Bakol passed away the same day that Sarah Aminu passed away. He said that the Rasha doesn't make sense. Now, if we start to think a little bit about the words of Rashi, he said, "Sheni haye sara." According to everyone, agrees. Even the Ramban, everyone agrees. "Sheni haye sara." Why the Torah repeated tell us "Sheni haye sara" to teach us "Kulam shavim letoba." Now, please, I want to understand what does it mean "Kulam shavim letoba." How could you tell me that the years of Sara Aminu, all her life was shavim letoba? How could that be? Up to the age of 90, she didn't have any kids. She was akara. And a person who's Akar, he doesn't have any kids. The Gemara tells us, Masechet Avodah Zarah, the Feh. The Gemara said, four people are considered like dead. One of them, the Gemara says over there, if a person who doesn't have kids is considered like meat. Just like Rahel Aminu, what she told Yaakov, she told him, Habal li banim, ve'im ayin mita anuchi. If you're not going to pray for me that I'm going to have kids, said as if her lifetime, as if she's dead. Why? Because what kind of life the person is going to have without kids? So any person who does not have kids, Hashub kamit, the Gemara said. So up to the age of 90, Sarah Aminu, she didn't have kids. So how can you tell me all her lifetime she was Shavin Letoba? All her life was living Betoba. How could that be Betoba? And they have here the Baala Turim tells us here, he says, Ve'yihiyu haye Sarah, says Ve'yihiyu gematria 37, to teach us that the real lifetime of Sarah Aminu was 37 years only. Only 37. From the time that Yitzhak Abin was born until she passed away, at 37. She was 90 years old when Yitzhak was born. And she passed away at 127. Only the Gematria of Ve'yihiyu 37, that's her lifetime. And he quotes the Zohar Kadosh. So the first 90 years of her lifetime, it wasn't considered life. What kind of life without kids? He called this Shavin Letoba. Not only this, Sarah Aminu went through a lot of things. She had to go with her husband to go from place to place. She was also Nisayon, not only for Abraham, it was also for Sarah, for his wife. Hashem was testing Abraham Abinu to go from place to place. Was a test also for Sarah. She has to leave her family, she has to leave everything. She has to go to follow her husband. It was also a test for her. And then she had a problem with Hagar. Hagar was trying to tease Sarah Aminu, we'll see soon from the Midrash. And all these things, you want to tell me her lifetime, all her life was Shavin Letoba. All her life was good and nice and happy life she had. And forget about the time that she had to go to Par'o. Par'o had to take her from Abraham. And then they went Abimelech, he took her again from Abraham. Said all these things, how can you tell me Shavin Letoba? Chaura, something's missing here. We have to understand what did Rashi mean, Kulam Shavin Letoba. We could explain Be'ed Rashim et Barach. We have Gemara, Masichet Berachot, Daf Samech Amud Bet. The Gemara tells us over there, Hayab Adam Lebarech Al Hara'a Kishem Shemu Barech Al Toba. A person, he has to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the good things that he gives him, and also on the bad things that he goes through, he has to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu also on it. And he has to give the Bracha. The Gemara said, in the beginning, the Gemara said, what do you mean? Al Bisarot Tobot, what the person says? Atobe Metib. But when a person hears bad news, Hasb Shalom says, Dayana Imet. Just like Ba'avonotein Harabim, what's going on now in Eretz Israel, all the wildfires that's going on over there. Said, Ba'avonot Harabim, I heard that over 1,000 fires are going on, spread all over Israel. Kadosh Baruch Hu should help him and give them the power, Be'ezer Hashem, to put everything down. And to bring those people to justice who did it, Hashem Yazor. So the Gemara tells us over there, Masechet Berachot, the person he has to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu for bad things that happened, just like he blesses HaKadosh Baruch Hu for good things that happened. The Gemara said, each one different Beracha, what do you mean? The Gemara said, no, what the Gemara meant to say, that you have to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, same happiness as if something good happened to you. Whenever Chas v'Shalom something bad happened to a person, he has to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the same simcha when he blesses him when something good happens to him. That's what the Gemara tells us over there. I saw here in Midrash Rabbah, in Parashat Emor, Parashat Lamed Bet Siman He, the Midrash tells us here, Rabbi Huna b'shem Rabbi Chiyab Rabbah Amar, Sara Aminu yarda l'Mitzrayim v'gadra atzma min ha'arva, ונגדרו כל הנשים בזכותה. The Midrash tells us here that when Sarah Aminu went down to Mitzrayim by Par'o, Par'o took her, that's one of the tzarot that she went through, Sarah Aminu, and she saved herself that Par'o didn't touch her, and because of her nisayon that she had with Par'o, and she didn't do anything, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in her zechut, he blessed all the women in Mitzrayim, and none of the Mitzrayim touched them. In what zechut? In the zechut of Sarah Aminu. The Midrash continues, Yosef yarad le Mitzrayim begadar ta'asmo min ha'arva, benegderu Yisrael b'zchuto. Same thing happened to Yosef al-Sadiq when he went down to Mitzrayim. The Pasuk said, Banot Sa'ada al Ishur. All the girls in Mitzrayim, they were running after Yosef. And you see at the end what happened with Eshet Potiphar, how much she was trying to, you know, to convince Yosef to do the Abira with her, but he didn't do any Abira. He watched himself. And because of the action that he watched himself and his zikhut, all the men in Mitzrayim, they were also watched. None of them, they touched any Mitzrayim. אמר וחייה ברבה, כדאי היה גידור הערבה בעצמו שנגלו ישראל על ידו. Said, because of these things that Sarah, she caused the woman to be pure. And Yosef, he caused the men to be pure. And in this זכות, בני ישראל, they left Mitzrayim. Only in this זכות, בזכות that they were שמרו את עצמם מן העריות, therefore they merited to leave Mitzrayim. So you see from here, first of all, that in the merit of Sarah, even when Sarah, you know, she went to Par'o, and wherever she watched herself, in her zechut, she was saved. And not only she was saved, that Am Yisrael were saved in her zechut. So you see, also the bad things that happened to her, it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he had a reason for it. Why? Because he wanted to save her great-granddaughters when they go down to Mitzrayim to be saved in her merit, in her zechut. So even the bad thing that went through her, still it was for her benefit. Why? Because her benefit, obviously, that's Am Yisrael's benefit. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected Am Yisrael in her zechut. And we have furthermore, we have the Gemara. The Gemara says here in Yebamot, Daf Samech Dalet, Amud Alef, Amar b'Yitzhak mpenema hayu abotenu akurim. Why our forefathers, Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, they were akarim, they were barren. Why? Mpenei shekadosh baruch hu metavelet filatan shel tzaddikim. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wanted Abot HaOlam to pray, therefore he made them barren without any kids, so they should pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give them kids. That was brought down here in the Gemara, and I saw the Midrash Rabbah says in Parashat Lech Lecha, Parasha Mimhe Siman Dalet, the Midrash says here, Velaman ta'akru ha'imahot. We saw in the Gemara, Yibamot, Laman ta'akru, why our forefathers, they were barren, because Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to hear their voice. Now the Midrash is asking why our mothers, Sarah, Rabkar, Rahel, Leah, they were akarot. Why they were akarot? Even Leah, when everyone thinks that Leah, she wasn't Akara, the Midrash says, no, she was also Akara. Ella, ve'iftachet rahma, Kadosh Baruch Hu opened up her womb, and she conceived. But all the Amahot, they were Akarot. That's what the Midrash tells us. So here now, the Midrash is saying here, ve'laman ta'akru ha'amahot, all the our mothers, they were Akarot. Why? Rabbi Levi, mishum Rabbi Shilad, kfar temarta, ורבי חבו בשם רבי יוחנן, there's מחלוקת between them, שהקדוש ברוך הוא מתאבל תפילתן של צדיקים, ומתאבל לשיחתן. שנאמר, יונתי בחכבי הסלע, הראיני את מראיך, השמיעיני את קולך, כי קולך ערב ומראיך נווה. למה עקרתי אתכם? בשביל הראיני את מראיך, השמיעיני את קולך. כן, זה המדרש, that why הקדוש ברוך הוא, he made our mothers, Akarot, because Hashem wanted to hear their voice. Same idea what the Gemara tells us. Hashem wanted them to hear their prayer to pray to Him. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu made them Akarot. Rabbi Azariah, Mishum Rabbi Yohanan, Bar Papa, he says different reason. Kedesh lo yu mtrapekot al ba'alehen benuyan. There's a few gersa out over here, but the Maharzu, he wants to fix the gersa. He said the gersa of Shirim Rabba makes more sense. He said, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he made the mothers Akarot, you know why? Because they shouldn't kibyachol show off on their husband. Why? Because since that all of them they were pretty, like Sarah Menu, the Gemara said, Hakol b'fnei Sarah kikof b'fnei Adam. If you want to compare the beauty of Sarah and the beauty of other ladies in front of her, the Gemara says, as if you want to compare between a human and a monkey. What's the comparison? Could you compare between a monkey and a person? Said the same thing. If you want to compare between Sarah and other women, that's the same comparison. Hakol b'fnei Sarah kikof b'fnei Adam. That's what Hakim tell us. So not only them, but Rahel also, she was Tobat Ifatuar Ifat Marei, and Rebka, it says in the Parasha, she was also pretty. All the Amahot, they were pretty. And if they're not going to be barren, if they're going to have kids right away, then kibyachol they're going to show off on their husband with their beauty. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he made them akarot, so they should be kibyachol nishbarim, that they shouldn't show off on their husband. Let's hear what how the Pirush Maharzu and Pirush Yifetuar, the both of them, they explain the same thing. Kibyachol they shouldn't show off on their husband. והטעם, he says here, the יפה תואר, והטעם בזה, כדי שלא יפתחו עוד באהבת בעליהן, מצד שהן עקרות, לכן תהיינה עיניהם תמיד נשואות לשמיים. So, because they're עקרות, so they're all the times they're going to be praying to הקדוש ברוך הוא, all the times they're going to be connected כביכול with הקדוש ברוך הוא. Therefore, הקדוש ברוך הוא didn't want them to have kids right away. So, a few פירושים here in the Midrash, and the Midrash continues here. רבי הונה ורבי אבון בשם רבי מאיר אמר כדי שיהינו בעליהן מהן. שכל זמן שהאישה מקבלת עוברין היא מתקערת ומתעזבת. He says here that as long as the woman doesn't get pregnant, then she stays with her beauty. After she gets pregnant, then her beauty starts to fade off. That's what the Midrash says over here. And there are a few mufarshim here also to explain what does mean she'inu ba'alehin mehin. What does that mean? Said because since that our Avot HaKadoshim, Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, they weren't looking for beauty. They weren't looking for, only to do the mitzvah of priya verbiya. So if they weren't such a pretty, then kibyachol, there's nothing, you know, to drag them to the priya verbiya. There are a few mufarshim over here. But whatever it is, it says here that as long as they're not pregnant, they're still with their beauty. שכל 90 שנה שלא ילדה שרה, because all the 90 years that שרה אמנו did not have kids, הייתה ככלה בתוך חופתה. She was like a queen in her house. והיו מטרוניות באות לשאול בשלומה. And all the important ladies in the world used to come ask her, how does she feel? Ask Mishloma. והייתה שרה אומרת להם, after they used to ask about Sarah, she used to have pity on her maid Hagar. She used to tell them, all the Hashub ladies used to come to her, tell them, go talk also, please go ask, how does my maid feel, Hagar? ושאלו בשלומה של עלובה, go ask also, how does my maid feels? והייתה הגר, when all the matroniot used to go to הגר, והייתה הגר אומרת להם, שרי גברתי, אין סתרה כגלויה. שרה, she used to speak bad about שרה אמנו, she used to tell all the ladies, that שרה, she looks like צדקת in your eyes, but really, she's a wicked person, חס ושלום. That's what הגר used to tell all the people about שרה. Why נראית צדקת, אבל אינה צדקת, she's not צדקת, why not? כאילו הייתה צדקת, if she was righteous, ראו כמה שנים שלא נתעברה. How many years she was with Abraham Avinu? She was so many years. I saw in doesn't say in the Torah when Abraham married Sarah at what age, but I saw in Seder HaDorot, he brings down that Abraham got married to Sarah at the age of 25. When Abraham was 25 years old, he married Sarah, and Sarah, she was 15 years old. That's when they got married together. So how many years they were together until Abraham married Hagar, all these years, she didn't have kids. And me, Hagar, one night, I spent with Abraham, and I got Ishmael from him. So you see, if she was tzaddiket, for sure, Kadosh Baruch Hu would have given her kids. Ella, she's has v'shalom, she's a wicked person, has v'shalom. That's what she used to tell people about Sarah Aminu. ואני בלילה אחד מתעברתי, והייתה אומרת, עמדה אנא מסב ומתן, הלוואי מסב ומתן עמרה. She used to tell them, you want me to argue with such a wicked person, חס ושלום? I don't have patience for her. That's what Hagar used to talk bad about Sarah. From here, you could understand why Sarah right away, ותאמר שרה אל אברהם חמסי עליך. Sarah was telling Abraham, you hear, חומסני אתה בדברים למה שאתה שומע בקלוני ואתה שותק. Therefore, Sarah Aminu got angry at her. Not only that she gave Abraham her maid, she made her marry Abraham Abinu. Not only this, now she's talking bad about Sarah Aminu. She's talking bad about her. And Abraham, he was hearing and he didn't say and he didn't react, he didn't say anything. Therefore, she came to Abraham, he said, you have to kiss her. Garesha ama azot vetbina. Even though Sarah was trying to bring everyone to bring him closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but such a person, such a wicked Hagar, she was Rish'a, she was talking bad, she was making Sarah in the eyes of people as Rish'a, Hasb Shalom, therefore she has Tikashar. That's what's brought down here in the Midrash. But all these things, why Sarah? The Midrash telling us clearly. Why Sarah mean was Akara? Because a few reasons. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he wants to hear their voice. He wants them to pray to him. And after they're going to pray to him, then the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to answer them. And that's what happened at the end. And he gave them, he blessed them with, he blessed them with the kids. Furthermore, I saw something interesting that brings down here in Ben Ish-Hai. It brings down this Gemara Yebamot, Tav Samech Dalet. Samech Dalet, the Gemara what we just read now, that tells us here in the Gemara that Kadosh Baruch Hu, he made fathers Akarim. Why? Because he wants to hear their voice, similar to what we just said. And the Gemara continues here in Samech Dalet Amud Alef, Amar Biyame, Abraham Visara Tumtumin Hayu. שנאמר, הביטו אל אברהם אביכם, הביטו אל אברהם אביכם, הביטו אל צור חוצבתם, ואל מקבת בור נוקרתם. So he says here that what does tumtumin means? Tumtumin means that you couldn't tell if they were male or female. You couldn't tell. That's what tumtum means. So they ask you, the Ben Ish-Hai, you said, why Kadosh Baruch Hu had to make them tumtum? Abraham and Sarah, both of them, they were tumtumim. Why Hashem has to make them like this? It's enough that he's just going to make them barren, like the Midrash, like the Gemara says. Why you have to make a step further? You have to make them tumtumim. V'lam ha'asam tumtumim shehu mum ba'ayin ba'guf. But tumtum, you could see from the body of the tumtum, you could tell that he has a mum, he has a blemish on him. Why Hashem had to make them like this? Me'ra lipsi'atat shmaya, because Yitzhak haya middata gibura. Yitzhak Abinu was middata gibura, was kibyachol tough. That's what actually the Gaon and Netziv explained. He said, therefore, when Ribka, the first time she saw Yitzhak, what happened? But tepol me'ala gamal. She fell off the camel. Why she fell off the camel? She saw the Kedusha, she saw the Gbura of Yitzhak, she couldn't handle it, she fell down. And from that moment, the Netziv explains, he says that's why Ribka was always kibyachol scared to talk to her husband Yitzhak. Unlike Sarah, she has something, Hamasi Alecha, she was telling him, I gave you my maid and that's what she's doing. Then she told Garesha Hamas, she was giving him orders what to do. And Rahel and Leah, they were coming to Abraham, they were coming to Yaakov, and they're giving him orders, do this, do that. But Sarah, but Ribka Aminu, she was scared to talk to her husband. Even at the time that when he got the brachot, Yaakov Aminu got the brachot, she didn't come straight to her husband Yitzhak and tell him, listen, you think that Esav is tzaddik? He's not tzaddik. You have to give the brachot to Yaakov. She didn't come to him straight. Ela, she had to go from the back door to dress Yaakov in the clothing of Esav to get the brachot. Why? Because she didn't, her communication with her husband Yitzhak, it wasn't like the other fathers, Abraham and Yaakov. It wasn't like them. And that's what Netziv explains here. That all it started from the time that she saw Yitzhak. But the pole ma'ala gamal, because it's hakim data gibura. It's scary. Scary. Man mar'ehu ke mar'eh malacha elokim. So since that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he knows that Yitzhak is going to be middata gibura, he said, "Bledato ubi'ato la'olam azeh, lo haya yachol la'olam nisbol middata gibura neglet shibbo." The world cannot exist kibyachol with his middah of gibura. Lekach asa lo kadosh baruch hu abi ve'emo tumtumim kedei she'tehiyeh ledato b'nes gadol u'pelei mitzad ha'av u'mitzad ha'em. So therefore kadosh baruch hu, he wasn't satisfied to make Abraham and Sarah barren. He made them also tumtum. Tumtum, it means in the body, it's himself. He cannot tell if he's a male or female. But they are tumtum. So if that's the case, so he said the kadosh baruch hu, now he has to make extra miracle to make them have Yitzhak. And with this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kibyachol is going to be mimetik with the chesed, with the miracle that's going to do with that chesed, it's going to be mimetik the gbura of Yitzhak Abinu. So the world could Kibyachol could stand with the middah of Yitzhak Abinu. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he made them tumtumin. V'lachin lo sagi be'akrut libad. It wasn't enough that Hashem to make them akarim alone, barren. It's not enough. She'en ze nes galui ba'ayin. Because people cannot tell if they're akarim or not. It's something with the inside. But tumtum, you could tell the moon, we can see the blemish from the outside. And Hashem did open miracle to them. מה שאין כן תומתומין הוא נס גלוי ופלאי מאוד. ואי אפשר להיות אלא על ידי גילוי חסד גדול. הקדוש ברוך הוא, he did it with a big mercy. Why? כי ביכול to sweeten the גיבורה of יצחק אבינו. He said with this, he could answer also something else. He says, since that Sarah, she was tumtum, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to make her also Eilonit? What's Eilonit? Eilonit, you can't tell if she's male or female. You can't tell if she's a man or a woman. What does that mean? The Gemara tells us that the Eilonit, she doesn't have breast. You can't tell the top part of her body. You can't tell if she's male or female. You cannot tell. And he said that's how Sarah Amen was. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made her like this? It's enough that she's Akara, it's enough that she's Tumtum. Why you have to make her Eilonit also? She looks like a man. Why you also have to make her Sarah Amen? Looks like a man. On the top part of her body, she looks like a man. She doesn't have anything special. So why like this? So he says here, the Amru Hazal, he brings the quotes here, the Gemara Masechet Berachot, the Gemara says over there, Daf Lamed Alef Amud Bet, that Hannah, when she was praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbanu Shel Olam, everything that you created on a human, on the person, everything has reason. You created eyes so we should see with it. You created ears so we should hear with it. You created the mouth so we should speak with it. But in the woman, you created the breast. Why she needs the breast? To feed the baby. So give me the baby. He says over here, Hannah, she has a claim in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Sarah Aminu, even this claim, she didn't have it. Why? Because her top part, she looks like a man. So even this she cannot pray. Even the ta'ana that Hannah prayed in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sarah doesn't have that ta'ana. And nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he did a miracle for her and he gave her a boy. That's for sure big mercy HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. And all of this to sweeten the Gbura and the judgment and the dinim that Yitzhak had. That's what here Rabbi Shai explains. And he says with this, he could also explain something else, that Maran Ahidah brings down Midbar Kedemot, that Abraham Abinu, he brings something amazing. Abraham Abinu, he knew Beruach HaKodesh that Sarah Aminu is barren, and therefore he didn't touch her until Hashem promised him that he's going to have a son. Then he was with her, and from the first time she got pregnant with Yitzhak. That means the first time Abraham was with his wife Sarah, only when Hashem promised him that he's going to have Yitzhak, and from the first time she got pregnant with Yitzhak. That's what he says. So the Ben Ishai asked here, he said, L'chaura, יש לי הקשות. לזה תנח למען דאמר בן שלוש שנים מכיר אברהם את בוראו. דהשתה יש לומר, בעת נשואין שכבר שרתה עליו רוח הקודש, ידע. אך למען דאמר בן ממחית שנה הכיר את בוראו, מאיך אני ידע שהיא עקרה ולא באה עליה? He said, L'chaura, it's a big question on this. Why? Because there's מחלוקת in the Midrash. At what age אברהם אבינו, he knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he started to serve him. One Hakam in the Midrash said he was 48 years old. One Hakam said he was 3 years old. So according to Mandi Amar, that he was 3 years old when he recognized that there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obviously at the time that he got married at the age of 25, he had Ruach HaKodesh and he knew that Sarah is Akara, therefore he didn't touch her. But according to Mandi Amar, that he started to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the age of 48, he already got married when? At the age of 25. So all these 23 years, he was with Sarah. How did he know in these 23 years that Sarah was Akara? So he should know not to touch her, because Haida said that the first time that he touched Sarah, he got his hug from her. So according to Mandi Amar, Abraham, he realized that Kadosh Baruch Hu at the age of 48, he said, it's a big question here on Maran Haida. ולפי דברי רבי אמה ניחא, כי מקודם בלאו הכי היו טומטומים, ואין כאן דרך ביאה, ובוודאי נתרפאו אחר שהכיר את בוראו ושרתה עליו רוח הקודש. He said, according to what we said here, that הקדוש ברוך הוא ימת שרה, אנ אברהם טומטומים, obviously, while they were טומטומים, they couldn't be with each other anyways, because they're טומטום. And after he realized the Kadosh Baruch Hu at the age of 48, and it makes sense that after he realized the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he started to serve him, Hashem cured him. There's no reason to say that why Kadosh Baruch Hu cured Abraham before he started serving him. After it makes a lot of sense that after Abraham he realized HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the age of 48, after that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he cured him and he made him regular person, not tumtum anymore. And from that moment he had already Ruach HaKodesh, he knew not to touch Sarah, to be mekayim the words of Maran Ahida. But he said until the age of 48, when he was tumtum, there's no bia anyways, because he was tumtum, he couldn't touch Sarah anyways. That's what he explains over here. So you see from all these things that all what happened through Abraham and Sarah, all what they went through, it was all for their benefit. Hashem made them akarot, both of them, so Hashem wants to hear their voice. Not only this, Hashem, he knew that the son that they're going to have from each other, Yitzhak, is going to have giburah, it's going to have a lot of judgments. So we need to sweeten that judgment. Therefore, he need a lot of prayers to pray for them. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he made them akarot, especially, he made them tumtum, he made their ailonit also to Sarah Aminu, all these things. Why? Because Hashem, he wanted to show them at the end that after all the bad things that he went through, all of this was preparation, so he should have a son that's going to be sweetened. His Medad Giborah is going to be sweetened. So all these things, you see, all what Abraham and Sarah, they went through, even when Sarah, she went to Mitzrayim, to Par'o, and she went to Abimelech, and she was saved, that was for her benefit, so her great-granddaughters should be saved in Mitzrayim. And what Abraham and Sarah, they were so many years, up to the age of 90, Sarah Aminu shouldn't have any kids. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was waiting to hear a lot of tefillot from them. And he made her Ilonit and all these things. Why? As I said, Hashem wanted to sweeten the dinim. So they saw Abraham and Sarah, they saw that all what they went through, it was all for their benefit. All for their benefit. That's exactly what we have the many stories in the Gemara. A famous story with Rabbi Akiva, Gemara Masechet Berachot. Over there, Daf Samech Amud Bet, the Gemara tells us over there that about the story with Rabbi Akiva, once he was traveling in a place and he had a donkey and a rooster and a candle, and he wanted to sleep over town. They didn't let him sleep. Everyone kissed him. No one wanted to welcome him. And he went in between the trees. He went to the forest next to that town. And the wind came and blew off the candle. And the cat came and she ate the rooster. And the lion came and they attacked the donkey, he killed the donkey. And Rabbi Akiva said without anything. And he said, "Kol ma de'abid rahman al-tab abid." Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, all for the benefit, all for our benefit. Until the next morning, he saw that all the town that he wanted to sleep over, all the town was destroyed. A lot of the people came and they robbed that town. They killed everyone in the town. So if Rabbi Akiva was supposed to sleep in one of the houses over there, he would have been killed. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he did a miracle to him. And he turned off the fire so you shouldn't see him. They killed the rooster so you shouldn't hear him. They killed the donkey, there shouldn't be hamor no ayir. They're going to hear him. They're going to know where is he. They're going to come to him and attack him and kill him as well. So all these, the bad things that happened to him, it was all for his benefit. So I see many stories. We have also Gemara, also Masech Nedad of Lamed Aleph. The Gemara tells us, "Odicha Adonai ki anaf tabbi, yashuba picha utnachameni." What does the pasuk mean? The Gemara said, "Mashal for two people that they're going on business trip, and one of them was going on the street, and on the way to take the boat to go on his business, a nail went into his feet, and he has to be hospitalized. They took him to the hospital, and he missed the boat, and he lost the business." And he was cursing and crying. He said, what a bad day, what the worst day of his life. He thought that he lost, a big deal, he lost. Until a few days later, he heard that the boat that he was supposed to go on it drowned in the water and everyone over there died. Now he took that nail and he was kissing him. He said, "Well, thank you." Why? Because if it wasn't because of the nail, he would have been dead. So you see that even when a person goes through bad times, it's all for his benefit. That's what here, what Sarah Min was teaching us. Ve'yu haye Sarah, shenei haye Sarah, kulam shavin letoba. Sarah Min understood that whatever is happening to her, all the 90 years of her lifetime that she didn't have kids, what was for her benefit. So Kadosh Baruch Hu was sweetening the judgment of Yitzhak, so it should, the word should stand the Geburah of Yitzhak Abinu. All the what she went to Mitzrayim, it was for the benefit for her granddaughters. Everything she went through, she understood everything. That's what here Rashi is telling us, the Torah is witnessing on us. Kulan shavin letoba. All the years of Sarah Amenu, she accepted the bad just like she accepted the good. That's why Shene Haye Sarah, the Torah repeated, she accepted everything, and Sarah Amenu was teaching everyone. That's why what the Pasuk tells us, Habitu el Abraham Abichem ve'el Sarah Tehol Elchem. We have to learn from Abraham and Sarah, because also by Abraham Abinu, the Pasuk said, Ve'Abraham Zaken, Baba Yamim, Ve'Hashem Berachat Abraham Bakol. What does mean? Abraham Zaken, Baba Yamim, said even after he went through all the 10 tests, obviously he went through a hard time to pass all these 10 tests. One was stronger and harder than the other one. He went through a lot of tough times. Nevertheless, when he got at the old age, now he realized Hashem berachat Abraham bakol. All what he went through, it was for his benefit. All what Sarah went through, it was for her benefit, for their benefit together, for the benefit of Am Israel. That's exactly what the Gemara is telling us, Masechet Berachot. Hayav adam lebarech ala ra'a, kishem shim barech ala toba. That's here the lesson that we have from Sarah and Abraham Abinu. Both of them, they understood that all their lifetime, even the bad times that they went through, shavin letoba. They were thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu for the bad as if he did something good to them. That they were such a high level, just like Rabbi Akiba, just like all the Nahumish Gamzu, all the Hachamim, that they accepted the bad just like the good. That's what he tells us. You have the famous Hatam Sofer, he tells us in over there, said in Parashat Kitsa, said Vasirotit Kapiv Raita Tahurai Ufanai Lo Irao. Said many times the person goes through a lot of tough times and he doesn't understand why Hashem is doing it to him. Why he had to go through this? What did he do? Why Hashem is making him go through these tough times? He says he's not gonna see it. But Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, Vasirotit Kapiv Raita Tahurai. After a few years, sometimes the person is gonna see the fruits. He's going to see why he went through these tough times. Sometimes he's going to see it only in Olam Haba. Just like we have the, what's his name? Hatzlah, Masechet Psachim, the Gemara over there, Dafnun, the Gemara tells us, Bo Reish, Loka Olam Zeh Olam Haba. The Olam Hazeh, the Gemara said, Al Besorot Tobot, he say, Hatob Emetim. Al Besorot Ra'ot, he say, Dayan HaEmet. However, in Olam Haba, for good and bad news, he say, Hatob Emetim. Explains that Tzlach over there, beautiful. He said, why? Because in Olam Haba, the person sees even the bad times that he went through, it was for his benefit. So he's going to thank Kadosh Baruch Hu, even for the bad times that he went through, he's going to say, Hatov Emetim. That's here what Sarah Amen was teaching us. That's here what the Hatam Sofer says over there. Parashat Kitsa, Vasirotit Kapi Veraita Tahurai. Sometimes you see the good, you see the good in Olam Haba. Sometimes you see it a few years later. Many times the person, the kishim out of work, and he's crying, he doesn't have work, how is he going to have parnasah? Then Hashem is going to put in his mind to open up small store, and he's going to become a millionaire from this. So if it wasn't because that he kished him out of job, he's not going to have that chance. So we don't understand the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we believe when we know that whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, it's all for the benefit. That's what we learn from Sarah Amenu. If you want to look forward, they're not going to see where are they going to, where Hashem's leading them to. We don't understand. But a few years later, you can look backwards. Then you're going to look backwards. You're going to understand all what you went through. It was all for the good. That's here what Hakim is teaching us. And all this lesson we learn from who? We learn from Abraham and from Sarah. Habitu al Abraham Abichem ve'el Sarah Tehol Elchem. All this lesson we learned, Kulam Shavin Letoba, all the lifetime of Sarah and Abraham, even though they went through a lot of hard times, they were all the times Shavin Letoba. They were thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu, and they knew, they understood that all these things was for their benefit. That's why we have to pray all the times to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem should help us. They should always look the good of the thing. Be'ezer Hashem Yitbarach. And we should all see Yeshuot v'Nechamot v'Ezra Hashem Yitbarach, and v'Nezkeh l'rot b'Biat Mashiach Hasidkenu v'Rabbi Yamenu, amen v'amen. Rabbi Hananel HaMelech, שאומר, עשה הקדוש ברוך הוא זכות ישראל לפיכך, רבי אלה אינטרנט, זאת שנאמר.